one who plays the cow pasture pool.
Yeah, Mr. Woods.
Yes. Isn't it wonderful? He forfeits his very beingness to have everybody talking about him, and now everybody's talking about him, and he gets up and says, I'm a sinner. I have transgressed. Hell yes, I've done it. Now, what are you going to do? Yeah, I slept with every one of them, and they were fun, and I enjoyed it immensely. And you can read about it in the New York Times tomorrow morning, and a good time was had by all. My wife still loves me. I still love my wife. Yes, I did it. And that has nothing to do with me hitting the little white ball in the little green pasture where the cows used to graze. Well, he has genitalia, and he uses it, okay?
Right,
next.
Right.
Sorry, you know. Should he have it removed? I mean, is it affecting his golf game? Would castration be in order? Well, but yet he staged himself in such a way that every step he takes, everybody's watching.
Right.
Down to the Haynes people trying to get him to wear his underwear.
By the same time, he can say, everybody buzz off. Is he asserting that he's the center of his universe? Do you admire that? You admire
He is, and he says, and I require privacy. Oh, I didn't require it. I didn't require it. I didn't require it at Augusta National. I didn't require privacy then, but I do now.
All right, so then you're implying hypocrisy there or an incomplete realization.
No, it's just an ongoing process. You want something. You're a human creator, and you want something. Then you get it. Then you come to non-physical and get a reading with us to say, okay, we're talking about it. And they say, okay, we ask them or engage them, and they say, oh, no, no, we don't want that anymore. We have that. We wanted fame and fortune. Now we want privacy and the ability to enjoy the freedom that the fortune is supposed to provide. And what they find out that is that if they have a bad oyster and have dysentery, it's just as likely to hit the blog as any other aspect of their world, and there you go. Well, so which way? You can't have it both ways, so it's an ongoing unfolding. Then they discover, okay, I don't want super fame. I just want medium fame. Isn't that like breast implants? Isn't that like breast implants? I want breast implants so men will sleep with me or notice me or I can take my place. But then once they get them, then they decide they don't want them that quite that much. So then they reduce them. And it's a constant on and off, back and forth, up and down roller coaster ride of these marvelous creations that are unfolding.
And that's what we like. We like that.
Apparently, the drama of it, apparently. But see, your bloggers and your, well, we don't want to be mean because we don't push against anything. But even your inquirers, because inquiring minds want to know,
they're
bored with all of it because Hollywood has just kind of become silly. Nobody even cares who they're sleeping with.
Yeah, that's right. You know, this is going to do great for his career, I think.
Well, and you used to. Well, it worked for David Letterman.
Oh, yeah. No, he'll get a book deal, he'll do a video, all that'll come out maybe or something like that. People will love it. They love it.
Well, Ion, do you have a... You have no problem with the situation. You have no problem.
No, it's delicious. It's just the ongoing progression of creation. It's wonderful.
And people, as much as people demand that humanity wake up, you don't see humanity being asleep.
No, they're not asleep, but they're certainly distracted because they're typing about the last thing that they were typing about typing. They're tweeting each other to say, I'm tweeting you now. Did you get it? Please confirm. LOL, OMG, what's the BFD? Well, here we go. Yeah.
So that process of involvement with the technology today, the tweeting, that is not a somnambulism.
Well, it's relative, but it depends on how far you let it go. And different individual human creators will decide this far and no further. And once that becomes the standard, then the standard becomes the innocuous part that they get a hold of to say, no, 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 no. You're a public physician, and you make money off of hitting the little white ball. So, therefore, we get to see your genitalia. We get to see who you sleep with. We get to see what you eat. We get it all, and you get paid for that. So get them clothes off and let's see it, big boy, right now. Come on. we paved the way for you to get up here buck naked. So strip off. Let's see it. Then we'll let you know how you're doing.
and meanwhile, the young kids are coming in and putting on autism so that they can stick their finger at all this stuff. What's the young creators, how are they responding to this cliche effect or the abuse value?
They're just laughing.
They're laughing. They feel above it all?
Well, it's not even above it. It's they're putting their own sex things out there so they can get the same type of attention. Because bad attention is still attention, isn't it?